Bonjour, ma famille. Comment vous allez? Hope you guys had a killer week this last week. My week was pretty freaking awesome. Well, let's see. To start off with, Monday was pretty great. Got up, washed my clothes, cleaned the bathroom, showered, studied a bit, and then just chilled till, 3 o'clock, because that's when others in Sioux wanted to leave, because we did splits on Monday because my companion and his companion wanted to go out and buy some stuff, so they just left to buy stuff and we just chilled, went to the cyber and stuff. And so during the day I just talked to Sorensen, and after that we went to the cyber. We were there for 4 hours because others in Sioux just wanted to I didn't even know. He's just we're just going to be here for 4 hours. I'm okay, sounds great, bro. And so we're just there. That was basically it. Then after cyber, just went back to the apartment. And that was basically it for the day. Tuesday, was pretty freaking awesome. It was the best day out of all the week. So, Tuesday, we had district meeting with President Ahmad David and the new assistants and his wife. And it was, super awesome. They're super nice people. And, they just have, just such, a great spirit about them. And, I don't know. It's just super awesome. They're really great. When the district meeting was, right at the end, he was, asking, if any of us had rendezvous, after 12, in the afternoon. We're, we have a few. He's, well, could you just, call them and, tell them, you can just set up a rendezvous for another day? We're, yeah, but, why exactly? He's, just because, we've already planned to, take you guys to, out, get some food, and then, we're going to go back to the bureau and just kind of hang out all day. We're like, what the heck? Yeah, this is dope. So then we ended up going to a place, that one super huge awesome mall, and we just got to choose whatever food we wanted. So I just got a bunch of Burger King. We're all just chilling there all day, eating Burger King, just chilling. And then after that we went back to the office, the bureau, and we had orientation into the mission and stuff, and it was just super cool. The president just we all just went around introduced ourselves, and then president had to leave for a meeting or something, and so he just turned it over to the assistants, and the assistants just taught the rest of everything and just explained everything, and oh, it was super awesome. And so we were just there all day basically, and then we just went over everything, and then after it was done, finally President came back, and I was President, I want to get a picture with you, can I get a picture with you? And so then he's oh yeah, of course, come over here, let's get a picture. And I was telling him, yeah, I just want to send this to Alban Gozo and my family. He's like oh, you know Alban? I'm yeah, he's my second dad, we're way close. And he's like oh no way, I worked with him for 4 months and stuff, they're companions. I didn't realize, I knew they're on the same mission together, but I didn't realize they were companions for 4 months. It was super awesome. So we were just talking, and then he was just asked me, he's like you're from South Jordan, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, I got some family in West Jordan. I'm like, what? No way. He's like yeah, I'm gonna call him right now. So he just calls him on his phone. And he just gives me the phone to talk to the guy. He's like, if you want to, you can talk English or French, just do whatever you want. So I'm just talking with this guy. And he's just oh, awesome. Where's your family live? And I was just explaining it. He's like, I'm coming here to Côte d'Ivoire, the 16th. He's like, just give me your family's address, I'll go over there and pick up any packages or anything they want, and I'll just bring it with me. I'm like, what? I'm like, heck yeah. President's a beast. And so then, I just, gave him, your guys' phone number and, address and stuff. So hopefully it went, talk to you guys or something. So we'll see. But yeah. And then like he took a picture with me and he like wanted to send it to Alban also. So like, pretty sure you guys got that picture already. I don't really know. But yeah, so that was super awesome Tuesday. And then Wednesday was good. I went to the hospital for my companion in the morning, but like, like in the morning, like the assistants came to our apartment because like the assistants were going to go around with every single person in our whole zone to like see their different sectors and like just like something that would never happen in the other mission. Like this mission is just like so much more organized. Like it's awesome. So we went to like the hospital. Been like my companion like never set up an appointment the last time. But, like, he said that, like, the dude told him to go. It's like, I don't even understand what the heck he was saying. We got there. He's like, oh, like, they're, like, saying, like, no, like, you're supposed to, like, set up an appointment after. And he's like, what? Like, the doctor just told me to come back Wednesday. So, like, here I am. And they're like, no, like, we're booked up to, like, the 15th, like, till 3 o'clock. And so, and, like, we had, like, rendezvous. So, like, we're like, well, freak, like, we just gotta go. So, like, he set up another appointment for next week, so we'll go there like sometime this week. I don't really know what's gonna happen with that, but then we went straight to Ajiawe to like talk with the different families to like get them ready for their wedding and stuff, and like because Sir Bernadette and Fred Laurent, like we weren't gonna have their wedding, but then like all of a sudden like we just decided, like, oh, like, we'll just send, like, your papers and, like, see if, like, we can do your wedding, too. So we did it. And, like, it was so last minute. Like, I felt so bad for them. And, like, so then we called them back, like, the day before. We, like, called back the offices and we're like, hey, like, can we, like, just set up their wedding for, like, another day? Like, they're super stressed, like. But then they're like, no, like, we've already paid for everything. Like, somebody's got to take their place. So we're like, oh, freak. So then we called them back and we're like, hey, guys, like, can we do anything to, like, help you guys? Like, we know it's really last minute. Like, what can we do to help? And so then, like, we just, like, ended up, like, because they just didn't have time to, like, go get a ring and, like, didn't have time to, like, they didn't have, like, much money because, like, they're super poor. And so, like, me and my comp just, like, came together. We're like, okay, like, we're just going to pitch in some money for them, like, help them out because literally, like, it's already paid for, like, they kind of have to go there. And so then, like, we just did that. And, like, it ended up being, like, super awesome. So Thursday was their wedding. So, like, we got up, like, really early and hurried over to Abobo for their wedding. And it was supposed to be at 8 o'clock, but it ended up being at, like, 12 o'clock because, like, it just took forever for everyone to get there. Like, there was so many people. And it was, like, super great. Like, everybody got there and, like, it was just, like, super awesome. Like, they're actually, like, it just ended up turning out really good. Wedding service, like, went really well. I, like, took videos and stuff of it. I'm going to try to send them. We'll see if it works. Because, like, I, like, put it on a setting where, like, I can send it through emails. So, I don't know. We'll see how it turns out. But, yeah, so I'll try that when we go to the cyber later. And so, yeah, that was super great. I was just, like, talking. Elder DiCabelle was there, which was super great. Like, because it's been a really long time since I've seen him. And so, like, we were just, like, so I just, like, was chilling with them. Just, like, talking, like, all day. Just having, like, a good time. And then, also, the, like, there was this other, like, Kongli guy there. That was, like, the MT of Elder Sorensen. And, like, he was, like, a total stud. Like, we're just, like, chilling and talking. Like, me, him, and Elder DiCabelle. Like, it was just, like, super awesome. And so, that was, like, basically, it was, like, basically Thursday. Like, after, like, we just went back to the apartment. Oh, and also President Benigne and Mama Benigne were there. So, it was, like, super cool to see them. But right when they were leaving, like, right at the end of the ceremony, President Benigne was like, oh, like, Elder Sorensen, like, I'll see you later.